We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by NJ Diet. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days.
The all-new Bernstein and Holmes Show, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
In all candor, we're disappointed that we weren't able to do more to improve this club. And unfortunately, we weren't able to line up on some of our other potential targets.
So let's deal with the elephant in the room. Rickon says he's very disappointed he couldn't do more. He knows the fans are disappointed. You and I are disappointed. Now it's time to play baseball and try to win this thing.
I'm a simple guy. Ball goes far, team goes far.
And this ball is mashed to left field. Down the line it goes. Goal! Jose wraps it around for a two-run shot. Gavin demolishes this ball deep into the night right field and goal!
Wilson is a really valuable player. He's been a great Cub for, I guess, 6 years now. We never got to that place where we felt comfortable making a deal to end his tenure here.
Contreras drives one into deep right field back toward the wall. This ball is going to be off the wall and bouncing away. Contreras racing around second, heading into third, and he's got a sliding triple. Hap leaping. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Hap stole a home run from Paul DeJong.
I'm not leaving.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It might be a pairing, but there are three of us today. Layla Rahimi is here on a Layla Rahimi Wednesday on the Bernstein and Holmes Show as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Baseball talk, Mike Florio from Canton, Ohio, Mark Grody on the Bears, High Noon, Russ Dorsey, and everything else that is happening or not happening in our sports world. Good morning.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Layla. What's up?
Apparently nothing. Nothing is up except the sun.
We didn't line up.
Look, I'm letting y'all have at it. Everyone knows how I feel. I'm just going to be tasty pudding. I'm just going to be sitting back here just chilling.
Wait, what do you mean everybody knows how you feel?
Everyone knows how I feel about all of this. We said it yesterday. I said yesterday, this is what they're going to do. They're gonna pull Hoosiers. Our team's out on the field.
You even basically point by point said what they were going to say of, we consider the best acquisitions at a trade deadline getting our players back, and we believe this roster has the capability of them.
He said that actually before the season began, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I found myself laughing at all of it yesterday and be like, that's interesting. I will say that I am intrigued by what seems to be a lot of messaging that's going back and forth above and below the general manager level, which is, you know, the manager saying, well, you know, Rick, he's going to try. He's going to try to make us better. And then you hear stuff like, oh, well, I tried. And basically, they didn't let me make the team better. Okay.
Who is they?
Let's see how it all plays out.
Who is they? That's what I want to know. Seriously, who is they?
And if you read Feagan today, he points to that there are plenty of people that are inside that clubhouse that are upset that they didn't do anything either, which is usually not the case when you have championship-level team. They're like, we'll do it. It'll just be us. But like I said, That's not my business. I was going to be over here.
I'd like to know who thinks that. I'd like to know who specifically in that clubhouse was looking over the shoulder like, come on, man, we need some help here because this ain't cutting it. This ain't getting it done. You're right. Championship teams usually don't. When they know they're really a contender, they usually don't think about that. Boy, I can't wait to see who's coming through that door.
I am not trying to carry water for anyone today, and I will certainly not do so on this station middays on the score today. But I do laugh because when I thought about who was acquired, even going back to last year, and to me, that trade didn't make any sense at the time. Craig Kimbrell ends up on the team where I thought he was going to end up, on the Dodgers. But even then, you saw somebody acquire talent. Talent wasn't deployed properly. Talent leaves. Then take a look at Lenin Sosa, because he gets called up. He's considered one of the more lauded prospects in their system. And what happens? Oh, because he's a rookie. That, you know, the manager doesn't value a rookie.
He's got to earn it, Layla. He's got to earn that.
Yeah,
even though
right.
They brought him up for need, he's got to earn it.
Yes,
you
want to
earn
right.
it, kid? How about this? Go on out there and lead off for this team. Because I'm managing out of spite.
And if there's one thing that nobody's learned in the last 5 to 10 years in modern baseball, it's that data indicates the value of your players and rookies in drafting. And that's why the entire league decided to hoard prospects for the last 2 years or so. Couldn't be that rookies have more value now. And you've seen it with your own eyes. And I don't know, guys like Andrew Vaughn and even when Jake Berger had been called up and the value you're seeing, relatively speaking, out of Gavin Sheets, that there might be more there than what you think. If you open your eyes, keep them there open.
But what happens at the trade deadline is you find out what everyone else thinks about.
Not necessarily.
But with development. The teams that keep developing and don't have interruptions in the drafting and development pipeline are able to flip for assets. When you have hiccups at these lower levels, when you're firing scouting head after scouting head, when you're constantly saying, well, I didn't like these draft picks, or this, you know, you got Nick Madrigal and you thought Andrew Vaughn was just a first baseman. Like if you're developing, you're in a position to make some of these moves.
That's what I'm saying. It's what we talked about last week. The lack of desperation because you already have value in the systems. You did the work ahead of time. Your work is paying off. And then that way you can make the luxurious trade to reload just a slight bit. And the middle class part of the trade deadline doesn't show as much because you don't have as much to make up. You mean to tell me that they didn't trade Wilson Contreras yesterday because they might have been more desperate to get back what they gave up for Yu Darvish in the fire sale the year before? Because I would argue that the same loss beat you twice there.
That's another thing we need to talk about where, what did I say, Dan? Emotional hostages? Mm-hmm. Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ been emotional hostages for at least the last 2 weeks. And you're like, you get to the end of this, it's like, we're not going to trade him. We're probably not going to extend him either. But we're not going to trade him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I want to know about the now what. If you're really going down this road of qualifying offer, you're okay with a compensatory pick. He just walks out the door. That's what the value is. That what the market told you? Is that what the market told you?
I don't believe that.
It can't
one
be.
Bit.
I actually do believe it, and I'll explain it. What do we decide on? 1 o'clock? Did we decide at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
About the what that was your big picture deadline.
Yeah, I've been putting some trends together and some data points for the last 2 years or so.
When I read from writers around the country that all are kind of going, what the bleep are the Cubs doing? It's possible that it isn't what the market told them. It's what Jed told the market he wanted.
They're not acting the same as they did last year.
And that to me is an issue.
But I think we can all agree on that. When it comes to the overall picture, not just with Happ and Contreras yesterday, they're not acting the same as they did in 2021 and right before.
I would like for them to pick a lane on who they are.
I think this is what happens when you hire a general manager from an organization who's respected in their talent development and assessment.
Pick a lane.
It seemed like he was committed to selling off the old team, burning it down and building it back. And now we're stuck somewhere in between.
I think it has more to do with Juan Soto, frankly. I'll get into it at 1 o'clock, but I think a lot of the problem was, for the first time, relatively speaking, ever, you had a generational talent who turned down $500 million available to be traded. And we saw it happen in baseball and free agency, where those guys set your market.
With 2.5 years left on his deal, which is an important part of it.
Well, and in White Sox years, he's only 14.
But that ownership group wants to, they want to sell the team.
So he's really got a lot of years ahead of him. So therefore, my point is, he set the market, but the market reacted too little too late based on the dominoes that were falling in place.
There are people around baseball that feel that Jed was out here playing chicken and lost.
I don't know about that.
That he was able to, if you look at last year, and go, we'll run it up to the deadline and we'll get as much as we can for all of these pieces. And he tried that this year, and people were like, we're good. Thanks, though. So pick a lane. And I'm not, I really like Jed. I love that he has been fairly transparent. But as I've been saying for the last year and a half, this is his resume with the Cubs. The stuff that happened before under Theo is not his resume.
This is also Carter Hawkins.
Yes, but I'm going to judge on what happens now, not what happened when there was an architect that you were working with. Now you're the architect, and I'm looking at the house you're building, and it's not great right now. That's all.
I think there are a bunch of moving parts here. I'm happy to put them together for you at 1 o'clock. But should it have resulted in nothing across the board after you went pot committed in trading those two guys and the White Sox made you think that they were going to make moves at the trade deadline when they didn't do much in the offseason before and the only thing they seemed to do is bullpen, which is the only thing they seemed to do in the offseason, which is the only thing they seemed to do in the season before?
And they still end up looking for it, even though they spend a lot of money on it.
And it only makes me more concerned with the health of the relievers that they did trust going into the season that we haven't gotten all the updates on yet.
Layla, on Monday, the three guys that win games for them weren't available.
I'm okay with that, given the overuse of a lot of them previously.
I'm not. I'm not okay with not having either Kelly or Graveman or Hendricks available. I'm
biceps,
not okay
Kelly,
with that.
Nerve issue?
When they signed him to a multi-year deal, guaranteed, yes.
He'll be back for $8 million next year. Now, Lambert and Ruiz did their jobs on Monday, but I don't like the idea of walking into games of import, and every game for the White Sox right now is of import.
Amen.
Without any of those guys available. That cannot be. You cannot walk into these games that you have without one of the guys that you hope can close down games for you to be available.
Not just that, but we haven't gotten updates on a few of these guys in a while. Aaron Bummer?
Supposedly back in September, kind of.
How has, every time they've set a timetable, it's never gone to schedule. And I'm not saying that just about the White Sox. The league.
No, but it's specifically the White Sox. Ozzie's been talking about this on the postgame show. That if the White Sox tell you that someone's day-to-day, make sure that guy's gone for at least a week.
Or if they tell you a virus made somebody bad at baseball.
And made it so that he... he needs vitamins, Dan. He's vitamin deficient.
So wait a second. This is... But they're telling us that, like, they have the technology that nobody's ever seen where they can tell if you're making the same movement over and over again with the same range of motion, even when you're not doing anything in a game. And I do believe in vitamin deficiencies.
I
had a B12 deficiency.
I am B12 deficient because I had a surgery.
You are for a reason.
Yes, I had a surgery that took away the part of my intestines that absorbs B12. Therefore,
or if you take certain prescription medication,
right.
You can. But
you know what they can do for that? They can take a blood test and they can tell you. They can do a whole panel and say, here are the vitamins and where you are deficient. And here is our plan on how to get you those vitamins.
When your vision is affected, that's
severe.
Like, we're not talking about general lethargy or...
I like him. Salute.
I know. I say general all the time, but it's just so applicable. General lethargy, I'm pretty sure, was the predecessor to load management in the NBA. But...
And general malaise.
General soreness.
I love general soreness. White Sox have a lot of that.
We just call that going past the age of 35.
It's the truth.
But that's your vision? I mean, as a batter, that's the only thing that matters. And when he's talking about in the outfield, that's depth perception.
Vitamins. Right. It's vitamins. And
minerals.
Here's another part of the problem.
Of this nutritious breakfast.
Is this a thing that bothers me in all sports? And I'm not just saying this about the White Sox. It bothers me in football. When you don't tell the public what's going on with a player, it allows the public to speculate pretty much anything that they want.
Jonathan Toews for how long?
Robert Quinn.
What is Tevin Jenkins dealing with right now?
He doesn't love football enough, guys.
Sprained attitude.
We are discussing vision, literal and figurative. And we will hear Rick Hahn, some clues into what his may be, as he talked about this thud of a trade deadline when we come back. It is Bernstein and Holmes on a Layla Rahimi Wednesday on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'm not saying that we're just flipping a switch and the swagger is just going to come back. I'm saying that we have confidence in the ability of this group in there, that I know they have confidence in themselves, but I do feel like we've lost a little bit of our swagger, and I'd like to see that come back.
Well, it comes back when you hit the ball.
Swagger, like, I don't know, 2020? Are they looking for their 2020 swagger?
Can we talk about that statement for a second?
Sure. Sure, sure.
So you mean to tell me that you're looking for the results of this season where the players openly admitted that they let their foot off the gas and started slacking the last 6 weeks because they had such a lead in the division to where they couldn't close it, And it's the season where you caused a managerial change.
Because you had a playoff meltdown.
You had to fire your manager because you guys used 8 pitchers in a single game to try to clinch against the A's, who have decided that they don't even want 4A players on their team.
And let us not forget, it's very important amendment part to the 2020 White Sox. 2020 White Sox were the first team in the American League to clinch, and they ended up as the 7th seed.
In an expanded playoff.
One other note, that your free agent, your off-season free agent pitching acquisition spit the bit in the most important, the one important start that he had.
Yep. Dan, can I ask you a question before we hear from Rick Hahn?
Yep.
Here is the White Sox lineup for today.
Okay.
Tim Anderson leading off, shortstop. Yeah, makes sense, right? Andrew, 8-game hitting streak for TA. Andrew Vaughn batting second. We love that. Hitting .296 this year. Eloy starting to really come alive. You see him going the opposite way, batting third. That makes sense. Jose Abreu batting fourth. Yoan Moncada, we'll get to him later on. AJ Pollock in right field. Josh Harrison playing second base. Sebby Zavala in center field, catching, and Adam Engel in center field. Am I wrong, or did they activate Luis Robert yesterday and then say that he'd be eligible to be in the lineup today?
I saw him on the field yesterday. Well,
and the whole idea of him not playing last night was because they worked him really hard and they wanted to make sure that he got a day off. Why do you have guys on your roster that you will not play?
If he's eligible to play today, he should be playing.
Is it because it's a day game and apparently that requires...
He didn't play last night!
It's like alternate socks where like day game is an alternate universe and they're just different.
He wasn't on the field last night playing.
I'm not saying the day game has anything to do with the night game. I'm now deciding that the day game is a totally different team where you go into Bizarro World and...
Am I a bad guy for wondering why you bring him back? You have to do this kind of roster gymnastics, but he was eligible to be in the lineup today, and he's not in the lineup. Am I wrong for asking that question?
No, but here's the next question. Is he ready? Because
that's the same question. Yeah, same question.
It's been my question all year long with White Sox players that just happen to come back, and it's like, is that guy 100%? Nope. Oh, okay. So you're just bringing back, like, you could just leave him where he is until he is 100%. Nope, can't do that. We're just going to let him run 75%. That's what we're going to do.
Did you say, I mean, you said you were going to get to Moncada. Has he now been told that there is a certain speed percentage at which he's supposed to or allowed to run?
It happened last night on a presumptive double play ball.
On the ground toward the third base side. It's Dozier, and there's no turn here. He didn't step on the bag. That's safe at first. Abreu got to second base. He didn't pick up the ball while he was on the bag, and the Sox have 2 on with 1 out.
Well, now they want to appeal, and the question is, what are they looking at? The shot put over there. Well, what...
He didn't have the ball when he was on the bag.
What Matheny wants to say is when he did finally corral the ball, was his foot on the bag at that point?
No.
Looks to me like it was not. And well, with Jose pretty much conceding second base before getting it, Yoan Moncada did not run to first. Hopefully he's okay. Could very well be that, I mean, right now, he looks like he's very much out of breath. Unless he was conceding 2 before there was 1.
It's E6.
This whole thing is so counterintuitive to actual instinct.
Yes! That's the problem with the entire organization. And when we listen to Rick Hahn here, the problem is you want to take people at their word.
Yep.
You want to know that they mean what they're saying for the reasons they're saying it. And because of everything going on behind the scenes and all the levers being pulled and all the machinations and all the cross purposes, we start projecting what we think might be going on for other passive aggressive reasons. And we don't know what's real and what's not. And with that, here's Rick Hahn.
A couple things before I throw it open to questions. Just joking with Scott Reifert. This is one of the more risky times of year to put me on television or with video in front of me because I'm a little sleep deprived and I'm in a crap mood. We're disappointed that we weren't able to do more to improve this club. I think you saw a year ago at this time. You've seen it for the last
several years, arguably the last couple of decades, that it's our nature to try to improve this club at any opportunity we have. And unfortunately, we weren't able to line up on some of our other potential targets. So anyone out there who is feeling a level of frustration or disappointment, I'm there with you. Second, and probably more important, the fact of the matter is we still very much believe in this group that's inside that clubhouse right now. We feel they are very much capable of playing better baseball than we've seen over the first few months, and that there's the makings of a potential championship team in there should they get to their accustomed levels of performance. One of the things that excites us is about getting this group together and having them playing together on a regular basis. And we're finally getting closer to having the group, at least of the six core guys since 2020 that have performed well together, we're getting very close to having them all back together. And with a little bit of better fortune health-wise going forward, we're confident that that's a quality group and capable of winning this division and beyond.
Why wasn't there more, you think? I mean, can you explain, was it a prospect issue? Was it money issue? Why didn't it come down? Why didn't it work out?
There was not, I wouldn't put it as a money issue, because at no point did we go to Jerry on anything and be told no over the last period of time we've been talking about deals. Look, it was a different market this year. I don't know if it was a byproduct of having more playoff teams than there's been in the past, or a byproduct of the wild card round being a best of three as opposed to more of a coin flip game that sort of led to a sellers perhaps being a little more aggressive in terms of their asking prices. Again, I can't speak. There were some players that I think people thought were probably going to get moved who wound up not getting moved for whatever reason, which is an individual team's choice. But I think the market overall was favorable towards the sellers, and we didn't line up.
How do you balance the want and need to add somebody with, you know, not wanting to pay what you feel are too high as a price?
Again, like, I think our track record shows that when we're able to, that we're not afraid to do deals. We're not afraid to be aggressive. We're not afraid to have a priority list and go right down the list and at some point settle on the right appropriate price for the exchange. At no point do I feel through this process that we were prospect clutching in any way, that we were being unreasonable. We were asked for many of our premium prospects in exchange for rentals that didn't exactly line up from our perspective about what made sense for not only this team, but also the future. Sitting in this chair, you do bear responsibility for today, but also responsibility for tomorrow. And at time, those two can be in conflict, especially when it comes time to talk about trades or taking on future obligations, economic obligations. But I do think that our track record shows when there's an opportunity to improve the present, we've moved on it.
And a two-part question. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with what Tony has done?
I don't think, Tony aside, this isn't an answer about Tony. There's nobody in this building who's satisfied right now. Swore again. There's no one in this building who is satisfied right now. And how we get to where we need to be will be a group effort. And if in the end it doesn't work, it'll be, in my opinion, there should be group accountability.
Do you think that Rick has enough time to be worried about the damn future? Isn't this when they're supposed to be a World Series contender?
Yes.
Okay.
The answer to your second question is yes. And when you talk about balancing the now and the later, I don't know why.
This isn't 2017, man.
I don't know why you'd be concerned about everything was set up for this to be the now.
I've been saying this all season. It's why I was annoyed with how they were preventing Michael Kopech from going longer in games. Like, this is it. This is your time. That's why you traded for Craig Kimbrell last year.
And the texter brings it up, and the texter's dead on. Rick was talking yesterday like he doesn't have control of this. And if money was not an issue, as Rick said, these are his words. If money wasn't an issue, then it's you. Then it's you. So don't come out here with an angry face and tell me that everyone's so upset that we didn't get this done. I haven't slept, and I'm in a crap mood. You know who else hasn't slept and is in a crap mood? Everyone that's watched your I almost curse, Rick. Your damn team. And then you sit up there and act like you don't have any control over it.
Well,
everything is just happening around you. And if that was the job that you signed up for, then you should have taken my advice 2 years ago and quit. Otherwise, quit your bitching and do your job.
If, in fact, it is his response to being effectively demoted in the organization, which is, if I'm interpreting your point correctly, what we all think happened the day Tony La Russa was forced upon him and foisted upon the organization from above and ramrodded into his slot despite everything that was going on, and the second DUI arrest and conviction that they knew about and didn't say, and all that went into that, and Rick's passive aggressiveness at the time by saying decisions were made, etc., using the passive voice, we chronicled all of that. And what happens now is we are allowed, if not invited, to imagine in your scenario, Lawrence, that his response to this trade deadline was, well, guess what? we couldn't line up on anything.
Also,
my position is, couldn't line up on anything. Let's see how it goes,
but
Jerry.
Dan,
Tony, Jerry. Let's see how you guys do.
This is why, like, we've been talking about this the last few days, and I don't want to accept that. As angry as
you have to, I'm just laying that out as a scenario.
As angry as I am at Rick, I do feel like he's a man with integrity, and I don't want to think that he's out here just like, screw it, we'll punt the 2022 season. From the man that I know, I can't imagine that's his approach to this season, because I and he and I have had it out about. When it comes to his feelings about the players that are inside that clubhouse, I can't imagine that he would say, screw it, we're just going to let this thing burn.
Yeah, but when he says that everybody, every organization, every aspect of the organization deserves blame, they're coming for him.
They are.
Because they already cut his nuts off.
They are.
And if, in fact, if this thing ends up being where it could be, now they could win the division and lose in the play. They're not winning the World Series. We know that. And however the end game works out with this, if there's going to be accountability, it's not going to be equal. It's not going to be shared. Tony, there's never going to be anything put on Tony La Russa.
And it's out there, Dan. It's out there. The way that this team sometimes gets talked about, the way that this is going to, if it doesn't turn out the way that Rick wants it to turn, if his players don't come through, I give him credit for, like, you know what? I believe in these guys. I want these guys to come through. But if they don't come through for him, there's already been a breadcrumb of you're at fault.
Despite the fact that he wanted AJ Hinch to come in and try to get the most out of him.
I know we're late to break. Did I miss my time?
No, we'll give you time. Like, I feel like I'm yelling and I need to stop yelling. I'm just really mad and I hear this stuff and I'm like, come on, man. Like, you're not a victim. You're the general manager of the White Sox. Act like it.
Yeah, that's partially where I was going. But what exactly about the actions has said that this wasn't the eventual conclusion? What about the actions of the offseason didn't tell you that this is what they were satisfied with? What about the actions where... And a GM, I've noticed this, it's kind of like in a relationship when somebody tells you you deserve better. When the GM says they're going to find their water finds its level. How many times have we heard that on the north side, by the way? And it wasn't met with any sort of playoff production.
Let me ask a different question. If he's right about it being a seller's market.
You could have sold.
Red Sox sold and bought at the same time. That's why you have a new reliever.
If he's right about it being a seller's market. Why are Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ still Cubs?
But I also want to point this out, though. I also...
Stop being logical, Dan!
But is he right?
But I also want to point this out. Carlos Rodon was out there. If you were concerned about your starting pitching market, you could have gone there. Clearly, the Twins thought that they had more items to buy in their stores. They were trying to retool because they were concerned about the White Sox challenging them and being three games back.
They had more to offer, maybe. They had more developed prospects.
They
than
also
other people
had.
Wanted.
They also saw the production that they were seeing in front of them, and said, I don't care about potential. We need more if we want to ensure that we're going to win this division. And why is the division the big holy grail here? Why is the division what's being talked about for this team?
Bingo.
And that's what we heard yesterday was somebody who I'm asking, what is your standard? What is your expectation? Because if it's just that, you're kind of acting like it, and you've been acting like it for how long now?
3 seasons. Let's take a break and let's keep discussing, because this is going to act as therapy for me today. I need to get some of this stuff out. It's middays. On the Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
The reality is he did have a couple of vitamin deficiencies that we've been able to address that have been linked to causing his symptoms, and fortunately, those symptoms have resolved.
I'm worried that all this posturing and saber rattling could lead to a teacher strike.
Strike, eh? Ow! Ugh, my bones are so brittle. But I always drink plenty of milk.
If only Luis Robert had the vitamin R fortified in his milk.
I think for the record, we're not diminishing the fact that he had an issue. We're just diminishing the explanation.
Facts. Something's going on. I don't know that it's,
yes,
it's a vitamin deficiency that makes him bad at baseball.
It might be a vitamin deficiency, but I'm sure that that's not the diagnosis. That's all I'm saying. Layla, I want to get back to your point, because your point is money, and it is registering with people who are listening to the show, folks that are watching on Twitch. The idea of the White Sox being in this space of, well, we just got to win the division.
It's all anybody talks about is the division. One of the worst in baseball. I have now decided the NL Central must be the worst, because the first place team in the division didn't even want to actually contend. They traded away Josh Hader. I like the return, but on its face, look at what it is. Congratulations, Cubs. And Reds.
That's a little more nuanced deal, though, about what's lurking in some of the numbers there.
Objectively hilarious that the first place team in the division wanted to trade away one of their biggest assets.
They might have done it the old adage of a year early rather than a year late.
I agree, but it's still hilarious. And it's like, okay, does anybody want to win this? Anybody? But that is also how I feel about the AL Central right now. And what's really funny to me is everybody's ignoring the team that's actually producing this year. Nobody's saying that stuff about Carlos Correa. When they got pitchers that didn't pan out, you know what they did? They got more pitchers. Novel concepts.
How about that?
Starting pitchers, relievers, just filled in the gaps they needed to make it sustainable. Do you think they're talking about running at 75 or 80 or 67.7% in Minnesota?
That was very good. I said, look, you hear that Minnesota accent? I'm with you. And we've been talking about this. The other teams come in every night to 35th and Shields, and they go, those guys don't run. Those guys have been told not to run. And it ends up costing you. Like, there was an effect in Saturday's game. It didn't matter, but there was an effect in Saturday's game where you have Eloy hit a ball that two hops the wall, and he's barely at first base. Great play made by Laureano, but anyone else is at least making an attempt to go to second, but he's not. Last night, you've got two guys not running because both of them assume that there's a double play.
And you know who else we're not talking about in this space? One of the oldest players on the team who is ready whenever he's asked upon because he maintains that he's going to run every day because that's how he stays in shape.
Johnny
and the other
Cueto.
Guy who he discipled is also one of the players who has been called upon often and gotten better shape and has become more durable.
So thanks for that hour of baseball talk. We will have
more. You don't
more.
Look like you feel better.
I do not.
I
you
will
look
say
like
this.
You feel worse.
I will say this. I'm not trying to make excuses for the White Sox or the Cubs, but there is something bigger picture going on in baseball, and I've talked about it. It stands to be discussed here, and we will at 1 o'clock, but I think it's a combination of factors that led to this ridiculousness. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah.
There's going to be more baseball conversation. This is sometimes what happens, Dan. I have all the intentions of just being calm and having a good time on the show.
Let it roll.
And then people be saying stuff, you know, and it sounds stupid. So I got to tell the people that it's stupid.
Mike Florio is in Canton, Ohio, doing his show there for the Hall of Fame game, and we will talk some NFL with him, some Bears after that with Mark Grody. Oh, don't worry. We'll get back to baseball today on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.